One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Melbourne, early 1960s, jazz was thriving. In a hall on Glen Ferry Road, a young woman gets up to sing with the band.
Dixie Moonlight, Swanee Shore, getting homebound just once more to my Mississippi Delta home.
Frank Trainor's Jazz Preachers, Judith Durham on vocals. A classically trained singer and pianist, performer by night, secretary by day, and soon to become part of Australian music's first big international success.
So that very first day I went to J. Walter Thompson, when I met the girls in the office, they said, "Oh, there's another person who sings in this office. His name's Athol Guy." And so I went into his office. I mean, this is on the first day that I work in this new job. And he said, "Oh, I sing with two other guys, Bruce Woodley and Keith Potka. Why don't you come along and sing with us tonight? We work a little gig in the treble clef."
Driver at the engine, fireman rings the bell, sandman swings the lantern to show.
None of us knew what any of us would sound like as a foursome. That's what's so remarkable, because the sound of the Seekers, that four-part harmony sound, three boys and a girl, is so unlikely. You would not choose those four voices to blend together.
The Seekers were hired to perform on board the cruise liner Fair Sky, bound for England.
Are you in tune?
Well, I can't tune up yet.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Hi.
Good day.
What are we doing tonight then?
Well, why don't we do Walk, Don't Run?
Good, good.
Well, let's like that one?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay.
Three.
No. Oh, sorry, I started wrong. Anyway. Let me count it in. One, two, three, four.
In London, an agent gives them work, and they meet this bloke.
Better watch out for the love dance man. He's gonna catch you if he can. He's gonna take you by surprise. Throw a little love dust in your eyes.
Tom Springfield, brother of Dusty, ace songwriter, author of their first song. The BBC wouldn't play it. Pirate radio made it a hit.
Caroline, the sound of a nation. Caroline.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, home of the good guy.
There's a new world somewhere. They call the promised land. And I'll be there someday. If you will hold my hand, I still need you there beside me. No matter what I do, for I know I'll never find another you.
More hit records, global success, the Royal Command performance. The Seekers were soon very big stars.
light. We're staying home tonight, far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away. Just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there. And I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own.
Well, I'm on my way to heaven, we shall not be moved. On our way to heaven, we shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's standing by the water's side, we shall not be moved.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water's side. We shall not be moved. Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those downy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl.
In a plane high above the Pacific, four young people endeavour to snatch a moment's rest before beginning yet another concert tour of yet another country. Athol Guy, Judith Durham, whose amazing voice gives the group its unique sound, Keith Potker, age 26, and Bruce Woodley. Together, they comprise the most famous group ever to leave Australia.
The Seekers, flying home to Melbourne, where 200,000 people turned up to see them at the Maya Music Bowl. That's 10% of the population at the time.
Such is the wheel of fortune that in a few short years, an Australian group of three men and one charming young lady should have taken by storm the entertainment centres of the world. From coffee lounge appearances to royal command performances, from obscurity to fame, equally loved by teenagers and by those over 90. Ladies and gentlemen, Music for the People very proudly presents the world-famous Seekers.
The Seekers split in 1968, reuniting now and then. Judith Durham had a long and successful career as a singer, actor and musician. Her miraculous voice was the core around which the talents of Athol Guy, Keith Potker and Bruce Woodley mixed to make magic. The Seekers sold 50 million records. They had jazz and folk in their veins, and from it they created a new sound. The whole country wanted them to succeed. We are forever happy. that they did. Here's Judith Durham with the ABC's Jane Hutchin.
Is it a burden being a cultural icon?
Cultural icon. Oh, goodness. There was a period in my life where I suppose I saw it slightly as a burden because I was still trying to find my role in life, what my purpose in life was. And at one stage I really thought that I probably wasn't going to keep singing or, you know, I just wasn't sure what I was meant to be doing. And I'm glad that I've lived a long time and that's helped me therefore lose the sense of burden and see it as an honour and a privilege that people have kept me in their lives and have given me my sense of purpose to be something meaningful in their lives.
There's a new world somewhere they call the promised land, and I'll be there someday.
We'll be right back.